The next topic is Raja Rao and Gandhism. First heading, Murti, the village Gandhi. It is here that the novelist's integrity as man and artist has asserted itself. It required remarkable courage and honesty to permit this idealized character to react the way he did in Parya Rachana's house. Here is Murti, a Gandhi man who has preached brotherhood and equality and castelessness and abolition of untouchability. He calls Parya Rachana, Brother Rachana, but being a Brahmin, such is the persistence of custom, he will stand on the gutter slab in front of Rachana's house and will want to talk from outside. Murti is a sort of miniature Gandhi. He is a practical idealist, but he is no philosopher and such lacks intellectual calibre. He is a satyagrahi and acts on the program chalked out by Gandhi. He is considered to be honest, like an elephant, and is spoken of as our Gandhi, the saint of our village. He is the small mountain, while Gandhi is the big mountain. According to Pramod Kumar Verma, an established writer in English, Murti is the true spokesman of Gandhi in Kanthapura. Its natives give him as much respect as they give to Gandhiji. They follow him in every activities as a satyagrahi, and indeed Murti as village Gandhi is a fine example of Raja Rao's great devotion and regards for Gandhiji. Next heading, Kanthapura, the village. Kanthapura is seemingly a story of a remote village in Mysore state, lying in deep slumber for ages, unnoticed by the rest of the world, and then awakening suddenly by the jerk given by the non-cooperation movement under the inspiring leadership of Mahatma Gandhi. Goddess Kanchamma is so much embedded in the consciousness of the inhabitants that it is difficult to conceive of the village without her benign presence. The legend holds that she killed a demon who visited the place asking for the young sons as food and the young woman as wives. The sage Tripura underwent penances to bring such a goddess down to the place. There was a battle between the demon and goddess Kanchamma, and the hill on which it took place became red with the blood of the victim. With such a deep devotion to their goddess and so much faith in the miraculous powers of gods and goddesses, the villagers are amused and enchanted to know from Hari Katha Man, Zaira Machar, about the incarnation of Gandhi on this earth on the command of Lord Brahma to release his beloved. Gandhi's impact on the freedom movement is the main thrust of the novel, yet never does Gandhi need to appear in person in Kanthapura. His influence is as pervasive as that of the incarnations who come to the earth again and again in order to destroy sin and the sinners and to establish religion on a firm footing. The epigraph of the inner title page of the original edition of Kanthapura reads, "Whensoever there is misery and ignorance, I come." In the novel, we find an ascent of the love force. For Murti, the hero, the law is live and let to live. For mutual forbearance and toleration is the law of life. He creates the Satyagrahis out of the sons of the soil. Women also participate in the movement. Gandhi thus becomes an incarnation in Kanthapura. Consequently, the whole novel moves on a plane much higher than its material level of plot and character would suggest. Religious feelings get proper exposition in the context of the revolution that was the chief concern of the Indian people during the fateful years of the freedom struggle. The quest of the novelist is thus essentially religious, and the central burden of the novel is to rediscover the lost culture, religious and metaphysical glory through the current political theme. The novel Kanthapura is, by its very nature of composition, aims at transforming the national self of the countrymen, and in the process virtually rediscovers the Indian soul through Gandhi, a pilgrim on his quest of truth, quiet, peaceful, determined and fearless, who would continue that quiet pilgrimage regardless of consequences.